All right, well, this is the Pilot Podcast. We got McKay here. How we doing?
I'm good. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
So, just breaking news. Kind of a bombshell. All these media idiots are saying it's between the Raptors and the Lakers. And out of nowhere, Kawhi chooses the Clippers. And the kicker is he brought Paul George along with him. How did you find out about this, Mac?
Well, I actually hit up Kawhi the other day and said, well, I got a couple of things in the works. And I kind of kept that to myself because, you know, the media trying to be on top of things. But I knew something was up, and I'm just glad it finally came to fruition.
So Kawhi, not many people know Kawhi that well. Can you give us an insight on Kawhi and his psyche?
You know, he's really a fun guy, and he really wants to do what's best for him and his family and his future. And it was really hard on him because he really did love Toronto. But you know what? He finally made a decision for himself, and he's comfortable doing that.
Tell me about his Uncle Dennis.
Yeah, him and Uncle Dennis have always been really close. Kind of taught him everything. Taught him how to be a man, how to be a good guy. Taught him the ropes, kept him off the streets. And so he had a great influence on him.
For those of you that don't know, Kawhi's father was shot at a car wash in his teenage years. So Uncle Dennis has assumed the father figure role for Kawhi since that day. So do you feel like Magic and the Lakers being really loud and leaking things? Many people call them the leakers. Did that affect Kawhi's decision, whereas the Clippers were more quiet and more patient?
You know what? Kawhi don't really care about anything. So I don't think that really mattered, but Kawhi's going to do what Kawhi does. He quiet us.
Tell me about Jerry West. Is he the greatest executive ever?
Bar none, sir.
For those of you that know Jerry West, a great player for the Lakers, he, what he's done as an executive even outweighs him as a player. I appreciate you coming here. We're gonna wrap this episode up. We're gonna pull it up. If you want to check it out on Luminary. Yeah, that was our first podcast. Thanks to McKay. And we also want to thank ZipRecruiter for being our sponsor. ZipRecruiter finds sponsors through the candidates. Instead of going onto websites, you can use ZipRecruiter. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thanks for listening to episode 2 of the Carter Podcast. Today I'm going to dive into the Russell Westbrook trade. I'm also going to talk about player mobility and if it's good or bad for the NBA. And just want to thank Anchor Podcast for making this podcast available. And let's get to it. Okay, so as we know, on Thursday, the Houston Rockets and the Oklahoma City Thunder agreed to a deal to trade Russell Westbrook to Houston for Chris Paul and 4 first-round draft picks. I don't know the years. I'm not going to get into all that. That's not important to me. So let's just talk about the trade. So for Houston, I don't really like this trade for Houston. In fact, it doesn't make sense to me. Why would you pair up 2 guys that need the ball, 2 ball-dominant guys, and 2 guys whose usage rates are off the charts high? If CP3 and Harden had troubles working out, I don't know how him and Russ are going to figure this out. Because CP3 could spot up and shoot some threes. Russell Westbrook shot 29% from 3 last year. He's not going to spot up and shoot 3. So, are they going to be a playoff team? Yes. Are they going to compete with Utah, the Clippers, the Lakers, the Nuggets, Portland? I don't see it. So it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Russell Westbrook is an aging player. And as we know, guys like Westbrook, they don't age very gracefully. You look at Allen Iverson, Stephon Marbury, Steve Francis. To me, Russell Westbrook is going to be one of those guys. And he's, what is he? He's going to be 31 in November. And he's got a monster contract. But that being said, CP3s might be the worst in the NBA other than maybe John Wall, which is the worst contract ever in sports history. I can't even think of one that's even really close to it. So for the Thunder. It's all right. It's not. It's not terrible. It had to be done, and they got value for it. They got picks. I could see them shipping Chris Paul to a number of different teams. Maybe the Heat, I've heard. Maybe Detroit. Except I don't know. When I say Detroit, him and Blake Griffin, I don't know how that's going to work out. So, scratch that. So what the Thunder got was a bunch of picks. Man, they have a boatload of picks. We thought the Celtics in the 2013 trade with the Nets got a pick. This is like Celtics on steroids. When it comes to picks, I've kind of changed how I view picks. I used to view picks very as valuable, as more valuable than they are now. Because picks, what are picks? Every draft, you probably get 3 or 4 impact guys that make a difference, and then there's probably about 10 to 12 in every draft that, you know, are rotation players. I look at Zion Williamson, who I love, but he's not going to make, you know, a big difference in his rookie year. It'll take him probably 3 or 4 seasons to, you know, make a big difference for a team. So who knows? Who knows how good they're going to draft anyway? Because what are picks? They're future, you know, picks. I mean, right now the picks that the Thunder got are 11, 12-year-old kids. And I bet most of my money, not all of it, that they're not going to draft caliber players of Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden. Like, I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen. That's what I got on the Westbrook and CP3 trade. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be very intriguing. I'm excited to see how it works out. But as far as competing with upper echelon teams in the West, I just don't see it. So let's talk about player mobility now. So this offseason has been one of the craziest off seasons I've ever seen. So you got Kyrie and Katie going to the Nets. You got Kemba Walker going to the Celtics. You got Kawhi and Paul George on the Clippers now. It's been crazy off season. Oh, you got D'Angelo Russell on the Warriors. Players are moving. It's great, but I get mobility. I understand, guys, I got to do what's best for me, yada, yada. I get that. I really do. But, like, it's just hard for these organizations to keep players now because it's just so easy for them to move. Like, what's Brooklyn going to be in 2 years, you know? What are the Clippers going to be in 2 years, because they're only signed up for 2 years, and they've gutted a lot of their future to the Thunder, which they should have. But I wonder, you know, when Kawhi and Paul George are free agents, are they going to move again? You know, it's fun to talk about, and it's fun to see it happen, but the team is like, come on, we just got this guy, you know? Like, for me, I'm a Celtics fan. We got Kyrie 2 years ago, and he's only there for 2 years. He's gone. But, you know, in hindsight, I want him gone. But, like, it's kind of crazy how the league has worked. And, you know, it's LeBron James' fault that this is happening. And the player empowerment era and that type of stuff. And that's the league we have today. So I'm going to pull up the 2016 All-Star game. The players on that. Pull this up. And this is just interesting. I haven't really studied this, but I've thought about this a lot. And I'm like, who's still available? Who's still on the same team that they were on the 2016 All-Star game? So let's pull that up. So this is crazy. Let's trying to find the rosters. Okay, so for the Eastern Conference, Kyle Lowry, different team. Dwayne Wade, retired. LeBron James, different team. Paul George, different team. I'm pretty sure he's on the Pacers at this point. So he's been to the Thunder, and he's been to the, and now the Clippers. So he switched teams twice. Carmelo Anthony, he's done, but he's been on two different teams since then. John Wall, worst contract. Jimmy Butler's moved from Chicago. Wow, Jimmy Butler. Chicago to Minnesota to the Sixers, now on the Heat. Pau Gasol, he switched teams, but he's old. Andre Drummond, same team. Paul Millsap. I believe he's on a different team. Yeah, he's on Atlanta at the time. Let's see, Chris Bosh, retired. Isaiah Thomas, let's see, went from the Celtics to the Cavs to the Lakers to the Nuggets to the Wizards. DeMar DeRozan, switched teams. Steph Curry, same team. Westbrook, different team now. Kobe Bryant, retired. And Larry Kobe, he might be one of the last ones that's played on the same team his entire career. Steph Curry is in line to do that. We'll see how that works out. Yeah, and then Kevin Durant snaked his way to the Warriors and now is on the Nets. Kawhi, the Spurs, got traded to the Raptors and now is on the Clippers. So, yeah, there's only about four or five guys that I can say are on the same team from that. So it's just, I don't know. Makes for a fun offseason, but you don't get those teams like, you know, in the 90s. Jordan's Bulls, Isaiah's Pistons, Bird Celtics, Magic's Lakers, Duncan's Spurs, Kobe's Lakers. You know, we're missing that. We're missing that because over those years, those guys built chemistry and camaraderie. And they were awesome. They were great teams, and I just don't know if we're going to see that. So, see, my last point. Let's see. My last point will wrap this up. Okay, so as of right now, I'm going to rank the teams in the West because it's clearly much better than the East. And I'm going to start at the top. Let's go with number one. I got the L.A. Clippers. I love what I saw from the Clippers this past year. They got two games off the Warriors, who had KD in that series, and he was healthy the entire time. I love their makeup. I love their chemistry. I love the coach. I love the front office, Jerry West, Doc Rivers. Their owner's got deep pockets. He'll spend money. He's not afraid to go into the luxury tax. This lineup, let's see. I thought about different lineups for this team. But in my opinion, the nastiest one is you got Kawhi, Paul George, Pat Bev, Montrezl Harrell, and Zubac in the middle. Like, good luck scoring on that team. You got Maurice Harkless. You got Lou Will off the bench. Just many different lineups, and I know, and I trust Doc that he'll figure it out. As far as win totals, I don't know how many wins they're going to have. I'll say about 57, because of load management. But I know Kawhi can take games off and Paul George can carry the load along with those guys because they have a great supporting cast and vice versa. So, yeah, I got the Clippers one, and right now they're my pick to win the NBA championship. Right now at the moment, season hasn't started, and also, you know, there's trades and stuff in the middle of the season, so we don't know how it's all going to shake out, but as of right now, I got the Clippers one. Number two, I got the Jazz. Thought the Jazz had a great offseason. They traded for Mike Conley, who's going to be a great pairing with Donovan Mitchell, but both those guys can defend. I think those two complement each other well. I think Donovan Mitchell is going to take another step in the right direction this year. You got Bogdanovich from Indiana. Shooter is tough. tries on the defensive end, which is just not many guys can do that, or which not many guys do that. Gobert in the middle. They got Ed Davis, a couple other guys. I really like that team. Number three, I got the Lakers. Let's see, they got LeBron, obviously. They traded for AD. Kuzma. I could see them winning about 53 or 54 games this year. Just because of low management, that type of thing. But what I'm worried about the Lakers because they got specialists. Danny Green's a specialist. Rondo's a specialist. Boogie Cousins, not a big Boogie fan. I don't think that's going to help them. And they overpay for Danny Green. Kawhi kind of pulled a fast one on him, which I enjoyed. But yeah, they're a good team. They obviously got LeBron James. But he'll be in the 17th season, so that concerns me if I was Lakers fans. Anthony Davis, I know he's very talented. I know he's a stat monster. I get all that, but has he won anything? He's won one playoff series in his career in New Orleans. And I'm not saying he had a great team around him, but he had Drew Holiday, and he played with DeMarcus Cousins, who I'm not a fan of, but he's very talented. And he's played with a pretty good team, much better than the teams LeBron had in his early Cleveland days. So we'll see how that works out. Kuzma I worry about because I know he doesn't want to take a backseat to those two guys, and we'll see how he responds to that. I like him as a player. I just don't know how it's going to work with him with playing with those two guys. So number four, I got the Nuggets. I love Jokic. I love how he plays. He's kind of a unique player, a big that can pass. One of the best passing big men of all time, along with Sabonis, Arvydas Sabonis of the Trailblazers, and Bill Walton. Jamal Murray is kind of hit and miss. I like him. I like his game, but sometimes he's too much of a feast or famine type player. But yeah, I like Millsap. Gary Harris is very underrated. They added Jeremy Grant from the Thunder. And so don't sleep on them. I can see them winning about 51 games this year. So yeah, they'll be a solid team. Number five. Man, this is getting tough. This is splitting hairs. But I'm going to go with... I'll go with the Portland Trailblazers. They're a team that wins a lot in the regular season. They got CJ and Dame, one of the best backcourts in the league. Probably the second best behind Steph and Clay. I like Nurkic. Hopefully he comes back healthy. If he comes back healthy, I'll like him even more. They traded for Hassan Whiteside. I don't know if they're going to keep him or trade him at the deadline. They lost Seth Curry, lost Mo Harkless, lost Cantor. I just don't know. I don't know how big they're going to be. They might be short on bigs with Nurkic being hurt and them trading away Leonard. I really like Collins. I think he's my pick to win Most Improved Player of the Year award. And I could see them winning around 48 games this year. Number six. I'll go with the San Antonio Spurs at six. They got a great coach. They got LaMarcus Aldridge and DeMar DeRozan. They're going to get back to DeJounte Murray. I like Derek White. They had Marcus Morris, but he pulled a fast one with him and... You know, Unclutch Sports did it to the Spurs. I just like their organization, and they're gonna be better than most people realize. I like them more than most people, and that's my sixth team. Seven and eight, I don't know at the moment. I haven't researched it much, but those are the top six teams in the West off the top of my head. And, you know, it should make for a fun year. So thanks for listening to this podcast. Want to thank Anchor for making this podcast available and possible. And I enjoy doing this podcast. I know I'm a little rough around the edges right now, but I'm going to try to improve on it and try to make a great podcast. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next podcast.